I do not believe, Walter, that I can physically and mentally. Goldwater's had a couple of nervous breakdowns, and I don't want to be in this place like Wilson. And I do not believe I can physically and mentally carry the responsibilities of the bomb and the world and the Negroes and the South and so on and so forth. Now, they're younger men and better prepared men and better trained men and Harvard educated men, and I know my own limitations. I just don't believe that I have the physical and mental strength to carry them. And I think the time to make that decision is while they're there and not after they go home. And I thought about it a good deal this morning. And I haven't read the statement in 20 years, but I'm just getting ready to write this one. I just got one more sentence on it. I told them to have a helicopter stand by, and I'll decide during the lunch hour. I'm going to meet with the Security Council. I'll decide during the lunch hour what I do about it, and either come on up there or call in the press conference here. You have any idea which would be better from your vantage point?
I would. From my standpoint, it'd be better here because you don't have to go through any of the handshaking. They followed Aurora. On the other hand, you kind of hate for your managers, you know, the folks that are for you to hear it through the press. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I told you that.
Well,
I think it will be. Bird thought that I ought to go up there because it wasn't quite right to hold him up this long and have everybody guessing. I think I've got to decide on the vice presidency today because I'm pretty just being interviewed every 10 minutes, and that's the whole thing. It's undignified, you know.